With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump will deliver a primetime speech tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time as he addresses a joint session of Congress. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Riding a wave of head-spinning executive activity during his first few weeks in office, the president will lay out his ambitious agenda. He's expected to focus on his administration's immigration efforts at the border, reducing the size of the federal workforce, and foreign affairs ranging from Gaza to Ukraine. The president's economic message will be colored by new tariffs going into effect today. He'll be urging the Republican-led Congress to pass a budget that funds his priorities, including tax cuts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Powerful storms were threatening communities across the country, with weather ranging from fire in the southern high plains to blizzards in the Midwest. National Weather Service meteorologist Craig Gohill says hazardous conditions are coming to the Midwest with winds gusting from 30 to 65 miles an hour.
With winds that strong, along with falling snow, we're going to see blizzard conditions spread from northwest Iowa into central Iowa overnight tonight and continue into Wednesday morning before some improvement occurs.
Forecasts on Tuesday also predicted dust storms in the southwest, tornadoes in the south, and blizzard conditions in the central plains, and were forcing some changes to Mardi Gras in New Orleans. President Trump's trade war against America's three biggest trading partners drew immediate retaliation from Mexico, Canada, and China. The president's latest tariffs also sent financial markets into a tailspin Tuesday, as the U.S. faced the threat of rekindled inflation and paralyzing uncertainty for business. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 670 points. This is SRN News. The U.S. is no longer promoting transgenderism abroad.
When President Trump shut down USAID, it killed funding for a lot of LGBT programs around the world. In India, three clinics dedicated to helping people live as the opposite sex have shut their doors. This country is also no longer funding so-called gender identity seminars in Scotland and has canceled a check for $600,000 to a British LGBT pressure group. Critics of USAID point out that the UK is wealthy enough to pay for its own organizations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The European Union will lift sanctions against Syria now that Bashar Assad is no longer ruling. The Islamic rebels who took over the country late last year are so far treating Christians and other religious minorities with respect. The European Council says this decision is part of the EU's efforts to support an inclusive political transition in Syria. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks racked up more losses on Wall Street as a trade war between the U.S. and its key trading partners escalated, wiping out all the gains since Election Day for the S&P 500. The benchmark index fell 1.2%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average shed 1.6%. The NASDAQ slipped 0.4%, despite a rebound in big tech stocks such as NVIDIA. The burgeoning trade war between the U.S., China, Canada, and Mexico is helping to extend the recent slump for U.S. stocks. Shares of Target and Best Buy fell after the retailers warned of pressures on sales and higher prices for consumers. The Dow was down 670 points to finish at 42,520. The NASDAQ lost 65 to 18,285. The S&P 500 dropped 71 points to 5,778. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.